Hello guys, how are you? Welcome back to another interesting podcast by History and Mythological Stories. Guys, today we are going to talk about a legend in Indian history, that is Maharana Pratap Singh. I will tell you his two stories which will describe what kind of legend he was. The first and the most famous one is the Battle of Haldighati. Guys, in the Battle of Haldighati, Rana Pratap had only 20,000 soldiers and the Mughal army had an approximate of 80,000 soldiers. It is said that Maharana Pratap neither lost or won the Battle of Haldighati, but many people who admire him tell that Rana Pratap successfully defeated Mughal army because he had a great strategy. And I will tell you what strategy Rana Pratap used in the Battle of Haldighati. First, Rana Pratap had a great deal of knowledge about the terrain of Haldighati, because in Haldighati there are two mountains and the road which goes to the capital Udaipur was very narrow. So if Mughal army had to cross that ghati, it would have to narrow down its soldiers and move in a streamlined position. That way they could not use their X factor, that was their artillery, the cannons, the fire weapons, the guns, etc. etc. What happened is that Pratap used bhils, the Adivasis and bhils of that community or Rajasthan, because they had a great deal of knowledge about the terrain of Haldighati. They were experts in guerrilla warfare. If you don't know what guerrilla warfare is something when you attack someone with just a limited number of soldiers and damage them to the max. It's known as guerrilla warfare. And then you manage to run away. That is called guerrilla warfare. It is said that the Battle of Haldighati was so fierce that even to this day, we can find, if we dig in and we do research, we can still find swords and spears. And it is said that after Haldighati, there is Haldighati and then there is Raktatarai. Raktatarai means when these soldiers were getting killed by Pratap's army, they were hiding in the mountains. They would throw rocks, they would roll down massive tree logs and everything to cut down on soldiers because they had to win. So when all this war happened, on that day it rained. And so what happened? When the soldiers died in the mountains, their blood was flowing in on a such a massive scale, and there were such a massive soldiers that it actually created a lake of blood. It is called as Raktatarai. Guys, another factor of Haldighati is Chetak and his heroic act. Chetak was Rana Pratap's personal horse. In the Battle of Haldighati, that horse was so fierce that the chief of that Mughal army was sitting on an elephant. The Maharana Pratap's horse was at such a great speed that it actually climbed onto the elephant, the trunk of the elephant, and Pratap managed to get hold of Mughal army's chief. He fell down from his elephant. But by doing this, Chetak injured his leg by the sword that was connected to that elephant's trunks. Seeing this, Mughal soldiers thought that if Chetak is injured, then why not just kill Pratap? Seeing this, it is said that he was so loyal to his master, Chetak ran so fast that even Mughal army's horses could not even catch up. And mind you, Rana Pratap was 110 kilo. And approximately the weight of his armory, his sword, his spear, it all accounted for an approx 480 kilos on that 480 kilos and 480 kilo on the back of a horse. He ran for about 5 kilometers and then jumped 21 feet of a lake to save his master. When Pratap was down to safety, then Chetak came down and he died in his master's hand. Seeing this, Rana Pratap cried like anything because he loved his horse like a son. And in remembering that, a massive statue of Rana Pratap and Chetak is built on Haldi Ghati today. Guys, another story of Rana Pratap's battle. The Battle of Giwar, 1582. Rana Pratap was so angry when this another battle began with the Mughal army. Mughal army had a troop of 36,000 men and cavalry and artillery, etc., etc. But Pratap managed to win that battle. Their chief, Behlol Khan, we all have heard this story. Behlol Khan was saying bad things about Rana Pratap, and Rana Pratap got so angry that when Behlol Khan and Rana Pratap came into the stance of fighting, Rana Pratap chopped down Behlol Khan by his head. Rana Pratap just took apart Behlol Khan like anything. He was chopped from his head and to his horse. He was split in half with just one strike of Rana Pratap. From this, a fear got struck into Mughal army that if we face Pratap, we will might be cut in half by just one swing of a sword. By doing this, Rana Pratap managed to win that battle. By doing this, Rana Pratap took full control of Mewar and he ruled 20 years as a king. By doing this, he was undefeated at this point because full Mewar was in his control and he had a support of a good chunk of army. If he is able to manage and kill so many soldiers of the Mughal army with just 20,000 people, imagine what will Rana Pratap do if he had a good chunk of army. By seeing this, Akbar just forgot about Mewar and he focused on the other side of the Deccan Plateau. So guys, this was the story of Maharana Pratap. It's a great story that every human being should know about his determination, about his will, about his motherland. Thank you. We will be back with the next.